Hi, and welcome to the Pure Flow Yoga Podcast. We're so excited to have you here. This class was recorded live from one of our intimate, magical, and life-changing retreats that we're offering here year-round. We're also offering our 200-hour yoga teacher training this February, and our early bird special is on until October 31st. So grab your mat, get set, and let's flow. Good morning, everyone. Let's find our way into a meditation posture, lengthening the spine and opening the heart. When you're ready, just gently close your eyes, turning the awareness within. Just allowing yourself a few moments to connect with how you feel. A few moments to connect with the body, the earth below you, the heavens around you. Take a moment to come into presence with the breath. Soften the belly. Soften all the muscles of the face. And for the next few moments, we simply witness and observe. And just giving ourselves this gift of stillness and presence. Little quote from Jeff Foster to start our practice, appropriately titled The Rain. What's worse, the falling rain or your resistance to getting wet? The changing winds or your battle against them? The grass as it grows or your demand for it to grow faster. This moment or your rejection of this moment. Consider the possibility that life is never against you. You are life. Softly opening your eyes, we'll begin with a gentle lotus mudra. Bring the backs of your hands to touch. We're going to uproot what no longer serves us in our lives, and then flipping the palms, so heels of the hands, tips of the fingers, plant a seed in intention at your heart. And then grow that seed towards the sun. Thumb and pinky finger press into each other as your lotus opens. And then exhale to let go. We're working with the breath. Inhale, backs of hands to touch. A seed forms. The stem grows, the flower grows towards the light. The lotus opens, and then we let go. So bring to mind what you're infusing this mudra with. Inhale, backs of hands to touch. The seed forms, the flower rises and opens, and we let go. When you're ready, close your eyes. Inhale. And exhale. Infuse this mudra sequence with your intention for practice this morning. This journey of life from the mud to the lotus. From the shadow of our beings to the challenges of our life to the blossoming into the full potential. After the next exhale, let's bring our hands into prayer at heart center. And bowing to the heart, this center of our being, this guiding force of this journey. And then placing the hands on the earth, roll over the knees, release your cushion. Spread your fingers wide like the rays of the sun, come on to the tops of the feet, and we'll begin with some big body circles. So inhale, right wrist, left wrist, and then pressing back, child's pose, left hip, right hip. Inhaling all the way forward and exhale back. Let's do five big circles on each side, so two more to the right. And then switching directions. Beautiful, guys. Take a moment, push back into a child's pose, sitting on your heels, walking your fingers deeply forward. Stretch your fingers wide and take a few deep inhales and exhales through the nose here. In this pose, we practice surrendering ourselves to the great mystery, surrendering ourselves to this journey of life. Walk your fingertips about an inch forward. And inhale, come back up onto all fours, tucking the toes. Shift the weight to your right hand. Inhale, sweep your left arm up to the sky, activating your fingers, opening your wings. And as we exhale, threading the needle, take that left arm down to the earth, the shoulder and the head come to the ground. Now rooting the back of the left hand, take your right arm all the way up to the sky, all the way up and over into a twist, turning the gaze up to the sky. Some of us, we're going to take our right foot out wide to the side, and our left hand can hold the right outer ankle as we continue our twist. Find your breath. Gently release the right hand, the right knee. Inhale, sweep your left arm all the way up to the sky. And exhale, release. Spread your fingers wide. Inhale, let the belly sag towards the earth. Lift the chin, hug the shoulder blades together. Beautiful. Hug the belly in, round the spine, chin to chest. And then come back to a neutral. Shift the weight to the right, to the left hand. Inhale, right arm sweeps to the sky. And as you exhale, thread the needle. Shoulder and head to the earth. Back of the right hand roots down as the left arm sweeps up and over. And maybe that left leg can come wide to the side. Our right hand taking our left leg. Find your breath. Each exhale twists you open a little bit deeper. Beautiful. Release the top hand down, left knee. Inhale, right arm sweeps back to the sky. And exhale, release. Take your knees to touch. Extend your right leg behind you, your left arm in front. Activate fingers and toes as you inhale, lift and lengthen. As you exhale, round, hug the knee and the elbow into the midline. Push into that right hand, beautiful. Inhale, lift and lengthen, look up, follow the hand with the gaze, and exhale, hug into the midline, round the spine. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Last one. Inhale, reach forward and up. Some of us are going to balance here. Some of us are going to bend the knee, reaching left hand around to hold the top of the foot and then kicking the foot into the hand. Spread your toes. Lift the hip. Lift the gaze. And exhale, gently release. Beautiful. Shake it out. Draw your knees together. Left leg, right arm. Activate fingers and toes. Really come onto the tips of the left fingertips. Really push into the earth. Inhale, lift and lengthen the leg. Exhale, hug the knee, the elbow, the chin into the chest. Inhale, lift and lengthen. Spread your fingers and toes. Exhale, hug in, round. Beautiful. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale. Inhale, a little bit higher. Beautiful. Exhale. Last one. Inhale, reach forward and up. Activate fingers and toes. Maybe taking the foot behind the back. Kicking the foot into the hand, lifting the knee, lifting the gaze. Beautiful. And exhale, release. Take your feet, your big toes to touch, your knees wide. Sit on your heels. Take a child pose. Your hands can come up in a prayer to the sky. Bring your fingertips underneath your shoulders. So you're right on your itsy bitsy spider fingertips. Your elbows are wide, and then you're gonna hug your shoulder blades together as you look up. So tarantula arms to crack the back, and then come all the way up. Come back onto all fours. Bring the fingertips towards the knees. So come onto the back of the hands. We're just gonna stretch our wrists, pulsing forward and back a few times. Beautiful. Flip to the palm of the hands. Fingers stay towards the knees. Stretching your fingers, stretching your wrist. Beautiful. And then spread your fingers wide, facing forward. Your wrist creases aligned with the top of the mat, and then let's find our way into a downward facing dog. So lift your hips up to the sky. Soften your knees to press the belly to the thigh to lengthen the spine, and then press your right heel to the earth and into the left hand. And then lift and lower your left heel, press into the right hand. And slowly let's swish our hips side to side as we check in with our alignment. Are our fingers spread as wide can be? Are our feet hip distance? Can we stretch our spine longer? Yes. Our ears are in between our biceps and there's equal weight between hands and feet. Let's shift the weight now to our right hand. Coming into a down dog twist, our left hand comes across the body, outside the right shin, and then rooting into the right hand, we lift the armpit and pull the gaze through. Keep lifting your armpit. Beautiful. Come back to center, root the left hand, and take the right hand across outside the shin. Lift the armpit, pull the heart through. Beautiful. Push into the left hand, come back to downward facing dog, come high on the toes. Bend the knees to press the belly and stretch the spine, and then step to the top of the mat, halfway lift, and taking the feet hip distance, fold. Holding the elbows in the head, in the hands, just nod your head, yes, no, maybe so. Let's let our hands dangle now to the earth and just gently, like we're drawing semicircles, like rainbows on the floor. Beautiful. Coming back to center, nice traction of the spine. We'll walk the hands as far as they'll go forward, keeping the foot flat on the earth. Spread your sit bones wide, stretch the backs of the legs. So if you're not quite sure, you can look forward. So you're not bringing the weight onto the hands, you're just, yeah, there we go, pressing the backs of the legs. And exhale, release. Coming onto the pinky toe edges of the feet now, so lifting the bases of the feet so the bottoms of the feet are smiling at each other. You can again hold your elbows in your hands. And gently release the feet on the earth, softly bend the knees, release the hands, and gently we come all the way up to a standing. Tadasana. So stretch the toes wide, lifting the inner arches of our feet, soft knees, and reminding ourselves of the journey of life, the journey of practice, backs of hands to touch. Inhale, we uproot what no longer serves, planting the seed of our intention at the heart, growing our lotus towards the sky and releasing. Two more times. Inhale, backs of hands, seed forms. Letting our movements be art, letting our breath dance us. On this one, we're going to take our lotus up to the sky, and as we release, we're going to hinge from the hips and fold forward. Beautiful. Inhale, look up and lengthen the spine. Halfway lift. And exhale, fold. Again, inhale, lift and lengthen. Soften the knees as much as you need. And exhale, fold. Last one. Inhale, lift and lengthen. Stay lifted. Draw your shoulders back. Take a block to the earth. If your fingers aren't reaching it, bring your right hand to the center. Bend your right knee and inhale, open your left arm. Activate the fingers. Activate this length from fingertip to fingertip, from base of the spine to crown of the head. Beautiful. Inhale, expand your wings open, and exhale, release. Second side. Left fingers. Left knee bends, inhale, right arm sweeps up. Inhale, open, and exhale, release. You're gonna plant the hands and step back to a high plank. Bring your right knee down to the earth, and we're gonna pulse through the back of the left foot. Your fingers are spread, the wrist creases are parallel to the top of the mat, so open your hands just a little bit. Beautiful. Bring your left knee down, lift your right leg, pulse through the right foot. Beautiful. Come all the way into a high plank now, so lifting both knees. Pull the belly in, draw your shoulders over the wrists, pull your kneecaps up, so lower your bum so it's below the shoulders, and maybe you're looking forward. Beautiful, soft elbows. Bring your right hand to the center of the mat. You're gonna roll over onto the edge of the right foot and step your left foot halfway between the hand and the foot. Vashistasana prep. Take your left arm to the sky. Imagine I'm bringing my hand under your low hip and lift up a little bit more. So you're right on the whole edge of the foot. Inhale here, exhale, bring the hand down, step back to a high plank. Left hand to the center of the mat, edge of the left foot, Vashistasana prep, second side. Take that right arm up to the sky. Beautiful, Tara, lift your hip just a little bit more, you got it. Inhale here, exhale, come back to a high plank. Bring your knees down, zip your elbows in, lower all the way down for Shalabhasana. Interlace the hands behind the back, Charlie's Angel grips. And as you inhale, peel the heart off the earth, lift, zip your legs together, one big leg, and then lift your toes, lift your heels, so squeeze everything together, lift your heart, and maybe you can smile a face as you awaken the whole backside of the body. Inhale, lift a little bit more, and exhale, release, hands beneath the shoulders, child's pose. Whoa, Charlie just kicked into gear. This is a girl who came on retreat 2 years ago. Relax all the muscles of your face. And then with your next inhale, dance your way into downward facing dog. So remember to first find your alignment. Your hands are shoulder distance, your feet are hip distance. Your fingers are spread as wide can be. You're stretching your back as long as it'll go. Perhaps there's a bend in your knees, perhaps you're just dancing in this shape, just unfolding any stuck energy, any stuck tissue. Kyle, walk your hands forward more. Come high onto your toes, gently bend the knees, and jiggle the bum up and down. Some people call this twerking. So I've heard. Beautiful. And now step your feet together, spread your fingers wide, soft elbows, inhale your right leg to the sky. I'm right on the ball of my left foot here and my elbows are soft. You can look between your thumbs if that helps. Inhale, open the leg a little bit more, and as we exhale, we're gonna open the hip into a fire hydrant. So press your foot over to the left. Keep your right armpit square to the earth, so both shoulders are square. Lift your knee a little bit higher. So the knee is higher than the foot, and then we press the foot over a little bit more. Gorgeous. Inhale, come back to the sky. And as you exhale, hug the knee into the heart. Bring your shoulders over your wrist. Lift your hip. Take the foot between the hand, back knee to the earth. Walk your hand to the top of the knee for Anjaneya Asana. The top of the back foot is on the earth. Inhale, take your shoulders back, lift your heart. And as you exhale, we're gonna come into a lunge. Root a lot through that front foot and then lift the heart. Now, option one is to stay here. Option two is to bring your hands to the earth or to blocks. rooting into the earth to lift and open your heart into a deeper back bend. My knee is actually 90 degrees over my ankle here. And option three is to sweep the arms up, crisscross the hands, and then squeezing everything into the midline, taking a deeper back bend here. So find that place where you can breathe and smile with ease. That's your edge. Relax your shoulders. You got it. Keep rooting down. So we're staying active with the breath here. Inhale, open the heart. And as you exhale, slowly bring your hands to the inside of the foot. Heel toe the foot to the edge of the mat. And tuck your back toe, maybe taking your right knee a little bit wider. Gecko lunge. Inhale, lift the heart. And then like we're melting through some delicious, organic, local honey, we're gonna find our way maybe onto our forearms or block. We're gonna find our edge. So our edge is that place where we can still breathe with grace and ease. And deepen your breath into the hip flexors, into the hips. Notice what's arising for you in the mind. Is there any challenge? Is there any struggle? Is there any impatience or comparing or judgment? This is the mud. This is the soil that's going to help our lotus grow. We're going to open into a twist now. So shift your weight onto the left hand or the left forearm. Take your right hand, press your inner thigh. So roll onto the pinky toe edge of the foot, look up. Some of us are going to take our back leg, our hand to the foot, and then as we kick the foot into the hand, we can blossom our heart open. So there's always lots of variation. Beautiful. Gently release the foot. Walk yourself all the way to an upright. Heel toe the foot back to the center. And then shifting the weight to the back knee, we're going to lengthen the front leg and take the arms up to the sky. So this is like a runner's lunge. Ardha Hanumanasana. Let's take the hands to the hips for a moment. Right hip draws back, left hip forward. This is scissoring of the hips. So right hip back, the other right hip. There we go. Toes to the sky. Inhale, lengthen the arms. And as you exhale, you're going to gently fold forward, bowing over the front leg, hands on either side of the leg. Look up to lengthen the spine, draw the shoulders back, draw the right hip back, and then exhale, fold. And as you close your eyes, listen to the sensation and the communication of the body, the back of the leg. Are you breathing with grace and ease? Inhale, look up. Bring the foot flat onto the earth, coming into a low lunge, fingertips on either side of the ankle. Press the hips up, pull the heart through. Lift your hips a lot. Lift your back heel a lot. Lift and spread your toes a lot. Bend your knee a little bit more. Beautiful. Hug your right hip back. Shift the weight now to the left fingertips. Inhale, open your right arm, crescent lunge twist. Again, lengthening tailbone to crown of head, fingertip to fingertip. Lift your hip a little bit higher and then roll the top hip towards the back heel a little bit more. Keep your fingers active. Inhale. And exhale, bring your hand down to the earth and press back into a high push-up. Pull your kneecaps up, look forward. And as you exhale, zip your elbows in and lower down, chest, belly, thighs. Interlace the hands behind the back. Inhale, Shalabhasana. Peel the heart up, zip the legs together, pull the kneecaps up, and maybe you can smile the face. This is locust pose. A really beautiful back bend, heart opening, energizer pose. And exhale, release, hands beneath the shoulders. Take a child's pose for three breaths. Feel the difference side to side. Take a nice deep breath in through the nose. And as you exhale, let out a sigh with the mouth. Adho Mukha Svanasana. Walk your way forward, dancing yourself into a downward facing dog. Stretch your fingers. Stretch your spine, bring your toes together. Inhale, sweep your left leg all the way up. Soft elbows, gaze between the thumbs. I'm right on the ball of my right foot, so my hips are actually in an external rotation. My hips are open. And as I exhale, I'm gonna come into the fire hydrant, pressing my foot over to the right, keeping my left armpit square to the earth. My knee is higher than my foot. Beautiful. So Kyle, look at me. See how my hips are open and my knee is to the sky. There we go. Inhale, come back to the sky. Exhale, hug the knee into the chest, lift the hip, and take the foot between the hands, back knee to the earth. Walk your hand to the top of the knee. The top of the back foot is on the earth. Shoulders back, lift and spread the toes. Inhale here. Exhale, find your Anjane Asana, your lunge. So we're lunging into the knee, but we're lifting and opening the heart. My knee is 90 degrees over my ankle. And the more I root my foot down, the more I can lift my heart, take my shoulders back. Option two, hands to the blocks or to the earth, gaze is up. Each exhale takes you a little bit deeper into the lunge, a little bit more into the back bend. Maybe you're crisscrossing your hands above your head, pressing into the midline to open the gaze up. Beautiful. Inhale, open. And exhale, gecko lunge. Hands to the inside of the foot. Heel toe the foot to the edge of the mat. The hands are under the shoulders. We can tuck the right toe, taking our knees a little wider. Inhale, lift the heart, and exhale, slowly lower down and find your edge. Maybe you're on blocks. Beautiful. So we're gonna open into a twist now. Shift the weight onto your right hand or forearm. Left hand presses the inner thigh as you roll onto the pinky toe edge of that left foot. Some of us are going to take that left hand all the way around to hold the top of our back leg, kicking the foot into the hand to open the heart. Beautiful. Gently release the back leg. Bring both hands to the earth. Heel toe the foot back to the center. And then as you root into the knee, Ardha Hanumanasana, lengthen the front leg, take the arms to the sky. Hands to the hips for a moment to scissor the left hip back, right hip forward. Toes to the sky, arms to the sky, inhale. And exhale, gently float into a forward fold. So you're pressing the back of the leg, the toes are spread into the sky. Look up to hug the shoulders down the back, hug the right hip forward, left hip back, and then close your eyes, chin to chest, as you listen. beautiful. Preparing for our low lunge. Look up, bring the foot flat on the earth, fingertips on either side of the ankle, lift the hips a lot, pull the heart forward and lift and spread the toes. Place them down as far as possible. Crescent lunge twist. Shift the weight to the right hand. Inhale, left arm open. Lift your hip a little bit more. Roll it towards the back heel. Bend your knee a little bit more so it's 90 degrees. There we go. Inhale, exhale. Bring your hand back down. Step your back foot forward, halfway lift. And exhale, fold. Gently bend the knees and bounce the bum up and down, twerking here in this forward fold. And then slowly, vertebrae by vertebrae, we roll all the way up. Take your feet as wide as the mat. I'm going to do a little arm swinging. So bringing the arms to the right, lift the left heel. Some of us like to wrap ourselves. Using the momentum of the swing to awaken along the spine. Feeling the energy rising in our body, feeling stuck energy releasing. 10 more seconds. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and slowly come back to mountain pose, Tadasana. Close your eyes for a moment. Soften your knees. Inhale, reach your arms up to the sky. Interlace your hands. Stretch your arms up. And then as you exhale, we're going to come into a side bend to the right. Ardha Chandrasana. Take the shoulder behind the ear, the gaze up to the sky. Inhale here. And exhale, deepen. Beautiful. Inhale, come back to center. Lengthen, relax the shoulders, and exhale, second side, Ardha Chandrasana. Turn the gaze up to the sky. Bring the shoulder, underneath your right armpit, fit your shoulder behind your ear. Beautiful. Root the feet. Inhale, come all the way up, and exhale, release. Softly bend your knees, and we're going to do some arm swinging forward and back. So soft bend in your knees. Some of you might like to do some arm circles here. Just have a play. Find some space. Relax the shoulders. This is one of my favorite moves. You see why? So this is great. If you're a computer person, this is a great way to relax tension in the shoulders. 10 more seconds. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and then find your stillness. Whew. Let's remember this journey of being human, this journey of our practice, this journey of our intention, this journey from the mud to the lotus. So bring the backs of your hands to touch. Inhale, uproot what isn't serving you. Plant the seed of intention at your heart. Grow the lotus towards the sun. And as you exhale, release and fold. Inhale, look up, halfway lift. And exhale, plant the hands, step or jump back. The shoulders are directly over the wrists. We're gonna come into our Vasisthasana side plank. Take your right hand to the center of the mat, right edge of the foot. Option one is the left foot comes halfway across, the arm up to the sky.
position two is that we stack the feet. So one foot on top of the other. Imagine my hand underneath your low hip lifts up a lot. Beautiful. Let's take this top arm alongside the ear now. Lift the hip a little bit more. Option three is a tree above or below the knees. Option four is we fall over. Inhale here. Exhale, second side. Bring your hand down. Take your left hand to the center of the mat and take the prep pose. Your top leg stepping halfway or stack your feet or take your tree. Lift that under hip a lot. Activate the hands a lot. Maybe you're taking the tree variation. Beautiful, guys. Last big inhale, inflate the pose here and exhale, release high plank. Inhale here, exhale, elbows zip in, lower all the way down. This time we're gonna bend the knees, taking our hands to the tops of the ankles, spread your toes. And as you inhale, coming into a bow pose, we're gonna kick the feet into the hands, lift the heart, draw the knees toward each other, draw the shoulder blades toward each other. Can you reach? Yes. And then as you kick into the foot, it can lift your heart up.
It kinda hurts my back shoulder blade when I...
Okay, so just stick with this original Shalabhasana locust pose. Zip your legs together. Beautiful. And exhale, release. Ha. Hands beneath the shoulders. Take three breaths in child's pose. Ha. After your third breath, let's all meet in a downward facing dog. Inhale, right leg to the sky. And exhale, fire hydrant. Open the hip. Press your foot over to the left. Yes, lift your knee so it's higher. There we go. Inhale, back to the sky. Exhale, Anjaneyasana. Hug the knee in. Step the foot through. Back knee to the earth. Walk your hands to the knee. So option one, hands to the knee. Option two, to the earth. Inhale here. Exhale, come deep into the pose. Option three, root into the front foot, crisscross the hands. Option four, the top of the back foot pushes into the earth and we lift that back leg up as we come into this beautiful back bend. So we're not quite in a lunge, check out the back foot. There we go. Wherever you are, you're breathing into the sensation. Inhale, open here. Exhale, bring your hands to the inside for a gecko lunge. Walk the foot over to the edge of the mat. And tuck your back toe. Now inhale, lift and lengthen. And exhale, melt to find your edge. Some of us are going to roll over onto the pinky toe edge of the foot. Some of us might be feeling strong this morning and we're going to lift that back leg up a lot. Find your breath. Opening into our twisted variation, shift the weight to the left hand or forearm, right hand pressing the inner thigh, the gaze up, or maybe taking the foot behind you, kicking the foot into the hand. Inhale here, exhale, release, walk your hands to an upright heel toe the foot to the center, Ardha Hanumanasana, root the back knee, inhale, arms up, lengthen the front leg, right hip back, arms open, inhale, exhale, fold over that front leg, keep hugging your right hip back, lengthening your heart, drawing your shoulders down the back, you can lift your toes to the sky, or if you want to pulse forward and back, toes to the earth and to the sky, you're welcome. Stay present with your breath and with the sensation. Just giving gratitude to the back of your leg for showing you how much more opening is possible. Coming up into a low lunge, inhale, shift the weight to the front foot, fingertips walk forward, lift the hips, lengthen the heart, lift and spread the toes, and we'll come into our twist. So root the left hand, right arm sweeps up. Lift your hip a little bit higher. Make sure that the knee is 90 degrees, so many of us can bend our knee a little bit more. Activate the hands. Inhale, open the heart. Exhale, plant the hands, step back to a high plank. Inhale here, zip the elbows in and lower. Elbows in. Bend the knees, hands to the tops of the feet, kicking the feet into the hand for bow pose. Inhale, lift the heart, draw the shoulder blades together, hug the knees in, take our earlier variation of Shalabhasana, if this isn't available to you. Lift the gaze, activate the toes. Beautiful. Exhale, downward facing dog. Hands beneath the shoulders, press back onto hands and knees, and then tuck the toes. Yes, you got it. Shake it out, dance it out. Relax your shoulders. Step the feet together. Inhale, left leg. Exhale, fire hydrant. Press your foot all the way over. Gorgeous. Inhale, come back to the sky. Exhale, hug the knee in. Step the foot through. Anjane Asana. Top of the back foot on the earth. Take your variation, hands to the earth, the knees, or crisscross to the sky. Inhale here, and exhale deep and into the lunge. Some of us are going to push the top foot into the earth to lift the back leg and deepen the back bend and the stretch. Inhale, open the heart. Exhale, gecko lunge, hand to the inside, heel toe the foot to the edge of the mat, lengthen the heart, and then slowly melt down onto the forearms or the hands, maybe coming onto the pinky toe edge of the foot, the knee coming out, maybe coming onto blocks, maybe tucking the back toe and lifting the back hip, finding your breath. And then adding our twist variation. Shift the weight to the right hand or forearm. And then left hand pressing inner thigh or reaching for the back foot, kicking the foot into the hand, balasaning the gaze to the sky. Inhale here and exhale, release. Heel toe the foot back to the center, low lunge. Lift your hips, lift and spread the toes. Hug your left hip back. There we go, crescent lunge twist. Shift the weight, right fingertips. Inhale, left arm. Spread your fingers wide, activate. Yes, lift your top hip up a little bit more. Roll the hip towards the back heel. Lift your hip a little bit more and lift. Activate that back leg. Gorgeous. Tara, come onto the very tips of your fingers so that you're blossoming from the ground up. You got it. Inhale here. Exhale, release the top hand down. Step the back foot forward, halfway lift. And exhale, forward fold. Take a big hug around the legs. The wrists can hold each other behind the legs as you spread your sit bones open. Relax the jaw. So move your jaw side to side. And then you can do a little raspberry with the lips. We'll do that a couple times. Beautiful. Release the hands, softly bend the knees, arms wide. Inhale, come all the way up, the gaze is up. Bring the arms to the sky. And exhale, bring your hands into prayer. And release, Tadasana, shake it out. just offering your body some gentle movement, maybe some circles of the head or of the shoulders. We're gonna come through this sequence one last time. So really feel any stiffness, any tightness, any challenge, any impatience. Feel that this is the mud, no lotus, yeah? This is part of the journey of life. Sometimes doing things we don't like to do. For the higher good. Spread your toes, soften your knees, and here we go. Inhale, backs of hands to touch. A seed forms, the flower grows, blossoming open, and exhale, we fold. Inhale, look up, halfway lift. Exhale, plant the hand, step or jump back. Vashisthasana, side plank, right hand to the center. Come on to the right edge of foot and find your variation. So you're in a prep pose, you're stacking your feet. You're in a tree pose, lift your under hip a lot. Maybe that arm is alongside the ear for a nice side stretch. And if you're ready to take it to the next step, then take peace and love around the big toes and extend the leg up to the sky. Okay. We're not there, but where we are is take the top foot, step it gently behind. Lift your hips, open your heart, sweep that arm so that you're gazing to the middle of your left hand. This is our wild thing pose. Press both hips equally up to the sky. Gorgeous, everyone. And exhale, release, second side. Come back through a high plank. Take side plank, Vashisthasana on the left. Shoulder over wrist, edge of the foot, stack the feet, come into your prep pose, a tree, or maybe extend your leg up to the sky, beautiful. Lift your head so it's in alignment with the spine. Yeah. Lift your under hip a little bit more, beautiful. Take the top leg, step it back, press your hips up, turn the gaze to the right hand. So think about lifting your left hip a little bit more. Beautiful, guys. And exhale, release. You can bring the knees down if you like, or just come down Chaturanga Dandasana. Take the feet to the sky for bow pose. Hands to the tops of the feet. Spread the toes. Inhale, lift the heart. Maybe you can feel the breath oscillating you forward and back. Lift the knees. And then exhale, release, hands beneath the shoulders. Take five breaths in child's pose. You excited about that? Adho Mukha Svanasana. We'll come into our sequence one last time on both sides. We'll come to a downward facing dog. Step your feet together. Inhale, right leg to the sky. Exhale, fire hydrant. Open your hip, press your foot over. See if you can touch a friend over on the left. Inhale, back to the sky. Exhale, Anjane Asana. Step the foot through, back knee to the earth. Root the front foot, take your arm variation. Inhale, open the heart. Exhale, sink deeply into the pose. Walk your foot a little bit more forward so it's just 90 degrees. There we go, spread your toes. Inhale, shoulders draw down the back, the gaze is up. And exhale, release, gecko lunge, hands to the inside, heels to the foot to the edge of the mat. Inhale to lift and lengthen, and exhale, release down to the earth. Maybe lifting the back leg this time or coming onto the edge of the toe. Inhale, coming up. Ardha Hatamanasana, heel to the foot. To the center of the mat, root the knee, arms to the sky, right hip hugs back, inhale, lengthen, and exhale, fold. hug your right hip back. Find your breath. So you're gonna straighten the front leg, toes to the sky. Yeah. Inhale here. Exhale, low lunge. Lift your hip, pull the heart forward, hug your right hip back. Crescent lunge twist, root into left fingertips. Inhale, right arm to the sky. Inhale here. Exhale, bring your hand down. And just to make it a little easier, let's go straight to a down dog. Inhale, step the feet together, left leg to the sky. Exhale, open your hip, fire hydrant. Try to touch your friend over there on the right. Keep your left armpit square to the earth. Inhale to the sky. Exhale, Anjaneyasana. Hug the knee in, step the foot through, back knee to the earth. Find your variation. Inhale, lift the heart. And exhale, sink into the pose. Can you enjoy this? If not, that's okay too. You're still doing it. Lift your heart, take your shoulders back, inhale, beautiful, and exhale, release the hands to the inside, gecko lunge. Fingertips, lift the heart, inhale, and exhale, find your edge in a forward fold. Shift the weight to the right hand and take your twist. Maybe holding the back foot with your hand. Inhale here, exhale, release, heel toe the foot, Ardha Hanumanasana. Straighten the front leg, arms to the sky, left hip back, inhale, and exhale, release. Thank you, leg, for showing me how much more space I can create. Can you love the challenge? In life, the only thing that we truly have the capacity to change is our relationship to the moment. Are you in resistance to the moment? Or are you fully present? Coming into a low lunge, lift your hips. Inhale, crescent lunge twist. Take the right arm up, the left arm up to the sky. Beautiful, guys. Inhale here. Exhale, release the hand. And we're going to step back into a down dog. And then we'll bring the knees to the earth and sit on our heels. So you can bring your hips between the heels and sit upright. This is hero's pose. Take any mudra you'd like with your hand, maybe your right hand over your left, your thumbs touching Dhyana mudra, and close your eyes for 5 full breaths. Hug your belly into the low back so that the low back isn't arching. Come into a little hero's twist here. Bring your right fingertips behind the back or maybe onto a block behind the back. Left hand outside the thigh. Inhale, lift and lengthen. And exhale, spiral the rib cage and turn the gaze behind the back shoulder. Inhale, lengthen the spine. And exhale, twist a little bit deeper. Inhale, lengthen, grow tall, and exhale, twist a little bit deeper. So we're working with the breath to create space in the body. Inhale here, and exhale, release back to center. Second side. Bring your left fingertips behind the back or to a block, and as you root the fingers into the earth, lengthen the spine, right hand outside of the thigh, lengthen as you inhale, and as you exhale, twist. Exhale, come back to center. So we're gonna move towards a reclined hero's pose now. If this is super challenging for the knees, then we'll give you a variation. You're gonna want your blocks handy. I'm gonna take my fingers, my hands behind my body, fingertips towards the top of the mat. And then I'll lift my hips, press my hips towards the sky, and then maybe I can lower onto the forearms. Pressing my knees down to the earth, my hips up to the sky. Maybe I can relax my head back. Or maybe I can lower all the way down to the earth, holding my elbows above the head. Or maybe I'm on my hands, and that's enough for me, or I'm on blocks. Keep pressing your hips up and drawing your knees down towards the earth. In any given conflict or challenge, we have an option to be the victim. Oh, poor me, I'm so unflexible, or this stuff always happens to me. Or we can be the villain, blaming other people or thinking that everything outside of us is wrong. Or we can step into the hero pose, which is what we're practicing with our bodies now. So what does the hero look like for you? Who do you want to be in the challenging moments of life? We're gonna take 5 more breaths here, so make sure that you're comfortable and at ease. Breathe into the front of your thighs, your hip flexors. Keep pressing your hips up. Hug your chin into your chest and gently help yourself come back to an upright. Your hips coming over to one side and your legs coming forward in front of you. Whew. Free the legs. How are you guys feeling? You're so excited about Shavasana. We're almost there. Some of us come onto a block to prepare for Paschimottanasana, our forward fold. We're gonna take the flesh away from the sit bones, the flesh away from the thigh bones. I might have a block or cushion handy to rest my head. And at first, I'm just gonna spread my toes and lift my arms to the sky, so activating everything. Relax your shoulders, there we go. Inhale, open the heart. And then like you're moving, slow motion, you're gonna lift and lengthen the heart and come forward with a nice long spine, bringing your hands to rest on the shins, the arches of the foot, or the earth. Hug your chin into your chest so you can lengthen your legs, Hayden. And if it's not comfortable, you can bring a cushion under your heels because you have a block under your hips. Okay. Now, let your chin soften down towards the heart and let your spine round here. Let yourself fall heavy to the earth with gravity. Take a nice deep breath in through the nose and let out a nice sighing exhale to release extra tension. Let's do it together. Big breath in. Maybe you can walk your fingertips deeper. And just find stillness here in the pose for the next 5 breaths. Ah, Ganesha, helping us through the obstacles. Helping us see the obstacle is the way. The obstacles, the challenges are the mud of our lotus. Reach the fingertips forward. Inhale, bring the arms all the way up. And exhale, release the hands behind us, fingertips towards the top of the mat. Shift the weight to the heels of the hands, point the toes, press the hips up, Purvottanasana. Maybe if there's no issue with the neck, we can relax the neck back. Lift your hips a little bit higher. Point the toes towards the earth, yes. And then chin to chest, release. Take your feet together in a butterfly. Lift your hips and come all the way down to the earth. One hand to the heart, one hand to the belly. Tune in to your body's rhythms. So we're in a butterfly with the legs, opening our hips and our groin, opening our heart. Now, if we're feeling tired, then this is a beautiful restorative pose that we can hang out in for some time. If you'd like to come up into inversion, option 1 is legs up the wall, so hands outside the knees, and just bringing the toes to touch, legs to the sky. Option 2 is a shoulder stand, so taking the legs up, lifting the hips, hands on either side of the hips, and then the ankles, knees, and hips are in one line. In a resting pose, just stay in a resting pose. Don't worry about what other people are doing. Beautiful. Inhale, legs back to the sky. Exhale, take your right foot to the earth behind the head. Beautiful. Push that right foot into the earth and then you can stretch that left leg, splitting it open. Inhale, back to the sky. Exhale, left foot behind the head. Now, so important here is to remember to keep the head totally still. Push that left foot into the earth if it's available. Lengthen the leg. Inhale, back to the sky. And take a butterfly with the legs. Feet push into each other as the knees open towards the ocean. So lift your hips higher. Take your feet up to the sky above your hips and then open your knees to the ocean. Beautiful. Inhale, back to the sky. And exhale, take a plow pose. And take the feet behind the head. And as your feet touch the earth, root into the earth and lift your hips up a little higher. Beautiful, taking the folds under the belly. So lengthen your legs and push your feet into the earth. Yes. Maybe your hands can touch your feet. Just uncross your arms. Just cultivate that openness. Thank you. Some of us are going to take Karna Padasana, our knees on either side of our ears. And for those of us who've been in the resting pose for some time, I'll invite you into Happy Baby now. So bring your feet to the sky. Open your legs wide. Your feet, it's like you're walking on the roof. Open your legs wide and then reach to the inner arch of your feet, or wrap your big finger, wrap your peace fingers around your big toes. And as you pull your knees down into your armpits, press your feet up. So keep the whole of the back on the earth. Just relax a little bit. Yeah. And now bring your hands to the inside of your feet. There we go. And hold the inner arches or the toes. And you can rock side to side here. If you're in Karna Padasana or another variation, you're welcome to come and join us in Happy Baby anytime. Or if there's other variations of this inversion that you'd like to play with, feel welcome. We'll take another 10 breaths or so here. If you're in Happy Baby, maybe experiment rocking side to side, lengthening one foot at a time. Bring the legs down nice and long on the mat. And if you came up into a shoulder stand, then we're gonna take fish pose. Hands underneath the butt cheeks, elbows root into the earth. And as you inhale, lift your heart all the way to the sky and relax your head back. So we can all do that. So hands, yes, lift your heart. So press your bum into the floor. Yeah, there we go. Straighten the legs, and it's your heart that lifts. Beautiful. And then exhale, chin to chest, and relax back to the earth. Hug your knees into the chest. Squeeze your knees into the chest, and gently rock side to side. Beautiful. Open your arms wide. So like a T with the arms, palms facing down. And we're just gonna windshield wiper our knees. So inhale the knees to the right and exhale to the left. Just keeping our knees floating, keeping our upper back on the earth as we oscillate side to side. Keep your knees touching. Nice slow movements. Beautiful. Let's bring our knees all the way over to the right. Adjust your spine so it's nice and long on the mat, both shoulder blades rooted, and turn the gaze to the left. Again, variations here. We can bring a block or a cushion under or between our knees or above. We can cross the top leg over. We can experiment bringing our knees a little bit closer to the armpit. Or some of us might like to experiment taking that top leg and lengthening it long and taking your right hand to the leg. Yeah. Beautiful. Release any props, hug your knees into the chest, squeeze your knees into the chest. Open your arms wide in a T, and then we'll come to the twist on our second side. So bring your knees all the way over to the left. Adjust your spine so it's nice and rooted on the mat, and then turn the gaze over to the right. Maybe you're extending the top leg or putting props to support yourself. look up to the sky, gently release the props, hug your knees deeply into the chest. If you'd like to rock side to side, you're welcome. Otherwise, we'll just enjoy a few more breaths in Apanasana, wind relieving pose. Squeezing the knees into the belly, letting the hips ooze out to the side. Beautiful. Just lengthen your right leg and then your left leg. Take your arms above your head. So making sure that your hips are in the center of your mat, walk your feet over to the right corner of your mat. And take your arms up to the top right corner of the mat. So they call this one Banana Asana, Banana Asana. So as you inhale, squeeze everything. Point your toes, squeeze your legs together, reach your arms nice and long, and then as you exhale, release. Keep your arms nice and long. Keep that banana pose. One more squeeze here. So inhale, squeeze. And exhale, release. And close your eyes for a moment here. Feel the stretch along the left side of the body. With the next inhale, come back through center. And come into the pose on the second side. So walk your feet over to the left edge of the mat. Take the right hands to the top left of the mat, crisscross the hands. Inhale, squeeze everything. Reach yourself as long as you'll go. Stretch your banana, and then exhale, release. Ha. Inhale, stretch and lengthen. Squeeze everything together, and exhale, release. Ha. Let's take a few breaths here in our banana pose. Maybe you can come a little bit deeper into the side bend. Close your eyes. With the next inhale, gently walk yourself back to center. Take your arms up to the sky. Palms open, reach down towards the feet. Lift the hips, taking any folds out of the back, and just shake yourself side to side. Give yourself a little jello-y jiggle wiggle. Take your feet as wide as the mat, maybe wider. Lift your head and gaze, look to your belly button, and then lower back down again. Just take a deep breath into your whole body. And then as you exhale, fully release. Letting yourself be received into the earth for nourishment and transformation. So I may come around and offer you some Shavasana adjustments today. If you'd prefer not to be touched, I just invite you to place your palms facing down on the ground so I know. sacred work from Jeff Foster. Cherish your doubts. They are the seeds of mystery. Embrace your sadness. Great joy lies within. Turn to face your fears. At their core lies peace beyond words. Celebrate your boredom. It is radically alive. Hold your grief. Let it break your heart wide open. Befriend your anger. Know it intimately as the life power that burns suns. Acknowledge your pain. It is the body's plea for kind attention. All feelings are deeply intelligent. Get out of their way. Let them do their sacred and universal work. Bring a nice big breath into your belly. And send your exhale to awaken fingers and toes. Moving your head from side to side. And gently find your way onto one side. And then slowly, you can make your way up with soft or closed eyes into a seated meditation pose. Nice long spine. Come into our mudra flow for 3 final breath cycles. And lengthen your spine. Bring to mind that which you're uprooting, that which you're planting. And we'll come together. Inhale, backs of hands to touch. Uprooting, a seed forms. The flower grows towards the light of the sun, and then we let go into impermanence, into the great mystery. Inhale. Blossoming open, and exhale, release. And one more with your own rhythm. Resting your hands now in Anjali Mudra prayer pose at the center of your heart. And take a moment to bring gratitude to all the challenges that our body has presented, all of the obstacles of the mind. Just remembering that these are the mud of our lotus. We'll close with one beautiful om. So take a nice deep breath in. Om. Namaste. Thank you all for your beautiful practice. If you feel to sit in meditation a little bit longer, you're welcome. Otherwise, you can just take a little break, and we're going to come back with our cushions in a circle. Thank you so much for your practice and presence today. We hope you've enjoyed practicing with us here in the jungle. You can find more about our retreats and teacher trainings online at pureflow.yoga. You can also visit us on Facebook and Instagram. And if you feel inspired, please leave us a review. Tell the world how much you love us. Help us spread the love. See you next time.